Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today, we are very fortunate to be joined on the phone by the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, Chuck Borman. And Chuck, thank you so much for joining us today to talk to The Extra about all the various services that have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. How are you doing?
Well, very good. Thank you for covering this. And yeah, it has been a challenging 6 or 7 weeks as we work our way through how we can continue to service our citizens in a safe manner, both for our citizens and for our employees. Today is like a new day is dawning. We're able to do in-person services, but really we've never been gone. We've been open, but in a different manner. We've been focusing on our other services and our other ways that we can deliver, whether it's motor vehicle and driver's license services, elections and recording services. So now we're able to go back to, in a measured way, our in-person and visit with our customers that we so dearly love.
Because the business of what you do, especially when it comes to helping people with their vehicles, with their licenses, that is something that it does not, it seems like, account for a pandemic that could shut down offices statewide, but yet these offices did have to shut down as we moved into the stay-at-home order. Walk me through the process of what happened when we initially got that order from the governor that all workplaces were going to be shut down. What did you do with your office staff?
Sure, yeah. Well, it took the first 48 hours to kind of work with our county attorney and administration staff and our staff in our offices as to what that executive order meant and how we can best honor that order and keep our folks safe. So it was, a lot of details to figure out how we can best still continue to service our citizens. We always have a fair amount of paperwork that we're processing from dealerships when people buy a car from a new or used car dealer, so we were able to do that. We have a phone bank that usually has 4 or 5 people on the line that's answering questions, doing transactions. So we quickly moved from, working that back office function so that we were ready when we were going to open up, and then we moved very quickly to expand what we do by phone. So we had as many as 20 lines where people could call in and get some of their transactions done over the phone. Now, there's still some transactions that we must do in person, but we were able to work out some methodologies where a person could then scan the documents and email them to us or fax them to us, or they could put them in a sealed envelope. And we used our mail ballot drop-off boxes that we used to have people drop off their ballots around election time. So at our motor vehicle offices, we made those boxes available where people could put their documents in, and we would process it and call them back and get a payment. It was not the most elegant and most efficient way, but it was a way that we could still service our citizens. Shannon, on any given day, our 5 offices processed between 2,000 and 2,500 transactions, and then on the last day of the month or on Fridays, we get as many as 3,000. So able to turn, a fair amount of those transactions from things that we could do in person to ones that we could do either by phone, by mail, by people faxing it or scanning it in or dropping at those drop boxes. We also encourage people to utilize our online services, which we're one of the leaders in the state, whether it's renewing online or our Gov2Go app or our kiosks. We now have 8 of those throughout the community. So we're really relying on some of that infrastructure that we put in place and that we do so very well.
Right, because I'm doing the math, and for 1 month, and we were roughly in the stay-at-home order for a month, just a little bit over, that's about 43,000, excuse me, yep, transactions that would have to either be done other in alternative ways or that have been put on hold. What were some of the questions that you were fielding on those helplines?
Well, people want to know, from driver's license, they had concerns. Am I expired? Am I able to still drive on the road? And the governor's executive order did allow that. However, You can renew your driver's license online. It used to be you had to do every other 5-year period, you had to come into the office and get an updated picture. But the governor was able to waive that requirement so people could go online and they would keep their same picture. Also, people that were over 60 used to have to be required to come in and do some of the testing and get kind of that new baseline for their driver's license. However, that was waived too, so our more seasoned citizens can utilize online services to renew their driver's license that they couldn't before. A lot of questions, about, hey, my plates are about ready to expire, or I bought a car and my temporary plates are about to expire. What does that mean? Can I still continue to drive on them, or how can I process this transaction? So, a lot of questions that we would normally get at our greeter station or when people came in and in person. Just a lot of questions, a lot of walking citizens through, and our citizens have been very understanding on the phone and appreciative that we are there, that we just didn't go home, that we are there to help service them. So, good marks all the way around from our staff that felt they were being kept safe, and our citizens that we were there available for them.
Okay, we're going to be talking much more with Chuck Borman, the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, talking about weathering the pandemic stay-at-home order. Now that we've moved into the transition, his office is opening in a limited sense. We're going to be talking about what services are now being allowed, and we're going to be talking about what we can expect as we move through this in the days and weeks to come. We've got Chuck Borman on the line. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. More after the break. And welcome back to The Extra. We are here. You are listening to El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Borman. And Chuck, you've always been a font of information on your in-studio visits, but today you have a wealth of information you need to share with our listeners, because so much of what people do in this county, whether it comes to land transactions, getting a marriage license, renewing vehicle registrations, they're all done through your office. So let's talk about what services, now that your office is starting to reopen, what services are not now allowed as of today?
Sure. Whereas before we were encouraging people to go online, we have 35 different services in the motor vehicle and driver's license services that people can utilize, and they can go to mydmv.colorado.gov. They can request a driver record, they can schedule an appointment, they can update their driver's license or vehicle addresses, they can change or update their emergency contacts, get their tabs replacement on their vehicle, get a duplicate titled, get an emission waiver, because I know some of the emission testing stations have not been open. They can get their disability placards, or they can get an estimate of what their fees will be on that newly purchased car. We also do recording services. So in our recording area, marriage licenses, which are something that used to be a requirement that you had to do those in person, and the governor's executive order allowed us to do those remotely by application. And we've been doing that for the last 30 days, and his order has extended that. So people can still call our office at 520-6200 and talk to our folks in our recording department and get that marriage license process online. We also, when you buy a home or sell a home, that deed, that lien is recorded. So that is something that people can do with our office. We can do many of those things.
Chuck, I think we lost you for a second. Can you just repeat that last sentence?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us, Chuck?
I can.
There we go. I don't know what happened. We heard up until the last sentence. You were talking about marriage licenses you could do and other things you could do. What was the last thing that you said?
Yeah, you can. We record documents. People can call our number at 520-6200 and get a copy of that deed or any document that that we may have, a past marriage license. You can get a copy of that. We also, when you buy or sell a home, you record that lien, the mortgage company records that. So we've been very busy. I was very, very pleasantly surprised that still people are buying and selling homes. We want to make sure that people can get that lien recorded so they can either sell that home and get into another home. The last thing we want is someone to be without a home. Can mm-hmm. you hear me, Shannon?
Yeah, yes. I think it's going okay. A little bit in and out, but yeah, we heard. Yes, it is so important for people who are buying and selling a home. They want to make sure that they can move forward with the process and not have something go south on them that could affect the deal, especially if they are making, an interstate move or such that they really have to get moving. Chuck, talking about what is now allowed in person, is it limited what is allowed? For instance, you know, if you need a driver's license and your very yep. first one, not a renewal, is that allowed now by going in person to one of the offices?
Yeah, what we are doing by appointment only. And the reason for that is that, you know, to be faithful to the recommendations from the Department of Public Health and the governor, we need to make sure that we have that safe physical distancing. We have someone at every other one of our counters so that we have that 10, 12, 15 foot spacing. We removed a number of our chairs in our offices so that we have that appropriate spacing. So you can, you know, for services that you must come in person, you can go to our website, epcdrives.com, and you can make an appointment for either a driver's license renewal or for a transfer of out-of-state licenses. We do not do permits or tests, driving tests. We don't do CDLs or we don't do reinstatement. That's a function of the state driver's license office, and they're just starting to get back to doing CDLs this week. But if you need to do a renewal of your driver's license, you need to transfer a driver's license from another state, you can do that. You can go to our epcdrives.com website and make an appointment. You can also do that for if you purchase a vehicle, a private sale from an individual, need to pick up plates, you can go to that same website and we're scheduling appointments. We're making sure that we have hand sanitizer at every station. We have plexiglass panels at our workstations to keep a physical barrier between you and our customers. We're wiping down the counters and work surfaces after every customer. Where our staff is wearing masks. We ask members of the public to be courteous and also wear a mask. You know, we can't put a lot of people in our office. I just ask if you're not doing the transaction, we ask the other family members, unless you need them to get a ride to our office, we ask you to other family members, to stay at home. Only those essential people that need to be there to perform that transaction, we would like only those to be in our office.
Which makes perfect sense. And we should mention that means no showing up, hoping to get an appointment, right? You need to have an appointment if you're going to be visiting the offices of the El Paso Clerk and Recorder to get those in-person transactions done that are necessary.
Right. That's important because, I don't want to create a situation where we have long lines that wrap around the building and then people start to inadvertently violate that 6 foot physical mm-hmm. spacing. I think the best way for us to meter, the next 4, 6, or 8 weeks as we transition to hopefully an even better place is that we do it in an orderly manner that keeps them safe and our customers safe. So yes, please, the convenience of setting appointment, and that way both you and our staff can be safe.
Okay. We're going to be talking much more with Chuck Brewerman about the intricacies of restarting these services when they had been taken into a more virtual setting for some time and now starting to do more of the in-person activities, but at the same time doing them in a very limited fashion. We have much more to talk about here on The Extra as we talk about how the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office is reopening gradually in a limited fashion to business and how that's going to affect all of us as we try to get some business done that we must do. As well, we're going to be talking about elections. That's coming up. Stick with us here on KRDO News Radio. And welcome to The Extra, the show where we connect you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And we've been talking with Chuck Broerman, the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder. And Chuck, we've been talking about how things are changing for your office starting today. First of all, everyone listening, do not think that these offices, the offices of the Clerk and Recorder, are open across El Paso County or probably any county. Right now, it is just online appointment holders only are allowed to go and try and do those in-person transactions for which they can't obtain online services. I'm anticipating a whole bunch of 16-year-olds heading to your office, Chuck.
Yeah, that is a function of the state driver's license offices, their permits, and the driving tests. The driving license component of the county offices with respect to renewal of driver's licenses and then the transfer of out-of-state driver's license. So a little bit different function, the state versus ours, but I think if people know us as the Department of Motor Vehicle when we have different functions. The county office does vehicle services, and then as an extension, we do the renewals of driver's licenses. So a little differently, but we're managing this in a way that keeps our citizens safe and our staff safe also.
Okay, so what services online are allowed now?
You can request a driving record. You can schedule an appointment. You can change your vehicle or your driver's license address. You can update your emergency contact. You can renew your tags by the mydmv.colorado.com. You can request a duplicate title. You can do your first time registration. So let's say you bought that new car from a dealership or a used car dealership. Once that paperwork is completed, you'll get what we call a title complete card in the mail. And then you can either go online to that website that's listed on that card, or you can call into our office. You don't necessarily need to come into our office and do that. The handicap placards we do, and then we can also give you an estimate of what your fees will be online. So those are things that you can do online that you don't have to come into our office. But if you do need to come into our office, please make an appointment. Our three offices that we have open for appointments is the Union Town Center office, the Powers and Airport office, and then our office at Garden of the Gods. And we're going from 8 to 5 every day. And we have Saturday office hours in the past at our Union Town Center office. In order to process the number of people that we think needs to have work done, we're also opening on Saturday our Powers and Airport office. So we'll have now two offices that will be open from 8 to 5 on Saturday for citizens who can't get away from work. But even those on Saturday, you need to have an appointment. Go to our website, epcdrives.com, and schedule and book an appointment.
How large do you think the backlog is? I mean, what are you anticipating? Because meanwhile, you have deadlines that come due, tags that expire, you know, now. So it's not like you can, triage all those. You've got basically 2 months worth of work that you have to kind of get done as the month progresses.
Yeah, during this time, we think anywhere from 4,000 to 55,000 transactions would have normally been done.
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
You know, able through our phone and online, and by people dropping off the transactions, we've been able to do probably about 40% of those transactions. So we probably still have tens of thousands of transactions that we need to catch up on. And that's why we're offering those Saturday hours. That's why we're encouraging people to use the online services, to use that kiosk. We now have 8 in the county, and we've installed a number of additional ones at King Supers. We got King Supers on Stetson Hills, the King Supers on South Academy, Baptist Road, the King Supers on Constitution and Mark Shuffle, and the King Supers on Austin Bluffs Parkway off of Academy. So many, many ways that people can access vehicle services without coming into our office. And then you can also call our phone lines at 520-6240.
Well, and I think I can speak for myself. As much as I like seeing your lovely clerks there who help you out, I think a lot of people would like to find ways to avoid having to go into those offices. So again, we can't emphasize enough, try the various virtual options that you have available. For instance, going to the online services that you can find through the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, as well as the mydmv.colorado.gov, right, is another way that you can find some online offerings.
Yep, most certainly.
Yeah, but there are, I guess, warnings that we need to put out there. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, with respect to safety or just being careful when you do online services?
I think when you're being careful when you're doing those online services.
Yes, make sure you're using the state-certified website, the mydmv.colorado.gov. There are other imposter websites that when you Google DMV El Paso or Colorado DMV, these services pay to get top line, and they're often, you know, one, two, and three above ours, above the states. And what they're doing is, you know, it's a service, it's a business. They're offering to do the same services that you can do online through us for a charge. So be careful. Make sure you have the state certified, you have our website, that you're not using those other websites. They often, you know, two or three different places, they'll have a disclaimer saying that they are not the Colorado DMV or the El Paso County DMV, but people are pressing and they maybe don't read all the details. So make sure you go to mydmv.colorado.gov and you'll have the proper place, and there won't be any additional fees or services for you to conduct that transaction. So kind of buyer beware for our citizens out there.
And even as your offices open up, you're still going to be running the phone bank that's going to be allowing people to call and see if they can get questions answered about the various services you offer.
Yeah, most certainly. That, you know, we went from four or five phone lines to 20. That's been a very popular service. Once again, it keeps people safe. They don't need to come in here. We know people have reservations, so we're trying to do the many different ways to keep people safe. So it's been a popular service, and it changes our business model. I think that's what, whether it's a restaurant, fast food places, retail, I think we're all having to recraft ourselves and renew ourselves as to how we do business in this type of environment.
And leading a department such as yours, an office such as yours, has that, I guess, put forth leadership challenges in terms of how do you protect your workforce? How do you, at the same time, serve the public?
Most certainly. It's talking. You know, we have frequent meetings at the beginning of the day with our staff over the last 6 or 7 weeks because they have questions, they have concerns, they have loved ones that have concerns at home, and it's making sure to our staff that we're going to go in a very careful, deliberative way. We've had Dr. Leon Kelly with the Colorado Public Health Department here in El Paso County, who's just been a fantastic leader. He went through our operations, and we chatted for hours with him on how best to open up, how to keep people safe, you know, from sanitizers to plexiglass screens to having that extra distancing, having that A, B, and C schedule to spread people out throughout the week, wearing a mask, just the number of things. And we do know that there's some trepidation, but there's some also exhilaration to be able to get back to what we know, what we do very well. We're praised constantly about our customer service, and we miss our customers, but we want to make sure we do that in a safe way. But it's been a lot of communications. It's been some hand-holding. It's been taking input. Many of our employees have some very good concepts and ideas that we've implemented. It's being a very open and transparent leader, and also, you know, having that strength and confidence to go forward and say, hey, we're going to be all right. We're going to get through this together.
Get on the other side. Indeed. Well, we have another commercial break to take right now, but we will be back on the other side with more from El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Borman. We're going to be talking elections and voting and how that's going to all work. That's coming up in our next segment. Stick around. You're listening to The Extra. And welcome back to The Extra. Sorry we had a couple of technical difficulties there as we went to break before, but we're back, and we're back with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Borman. And Mr. Borman, you also are trying to guide the election process as we move through what are still certain restrictions on social distancing and maintaining no large groups, et cetera, et cetera. But meanwhile, we still have election deadlines that we have to hit. Tell us about what we should be expecting as we're moving forward through this process.
Sure. You know, we are, as of today, we are 60 days out from the June 30th primary. You know, Colorado has a unique model that we utilize in the state, in the country, where most voters vote by the ballot that they are sent 21 days beforehand. And in this primary election, we expect 98% of the people that participate in the primary election will do so by the ballot that we deliver to their home weeks before the election. There's still a small number of folks, about 2%, that will want to utilize a vote center where they can either get a ballot replaced or they can register for the first time, or some people like that in-person election day experience. But you know, the in-person vote center concept kind of in this COVID-19 environment kind of puts people at risk. It puts our voters, our citizens, to have to go someplace and vote in person to our election judges. So we're really strongly encouraging people to, you know, go online, you know, go to govotecolorado.gov. Make sure that if they've moved or they've changed any of their details of their voter registration, that they go to that website and update it so they get that ballot 3 weeks in advance, so they have the maximum amount of time, that they don't need to come into an office and do something in person. So that's going to be something that we are going to work very hard over the next 60 days, is educating our citizens with your help to let people know, go to govotecolorado.gov, make sure you have your up-to-date registration so you can be safe and you can keep yourself safe, your family members, and your citizens and our election judges.
Right. And so the govotecolorado.gov will allow you to make sure that your information is up to date, and then you should be receiving that ballot in the mail, correct?
Yeah. Ballots will go out June 8th. For the June 30th primary, but our election actually starts before that. We have next week Friday, our military and overseas ballots are sent out. So 45 days before the election, we accord those members of our armed forces, citizens that are traveling abroad, working abroad. They've got, you know, that ballot's got to go to the four corners of the world, and they get allotted that extra time by federal law to get their ballot to them, and then they also get 8 additional days after the election to get that ballot back. So that's something that we're pressing very hard on right now, is doing the ballot layout, the proofing, the prep work, so our military members and our overseas citizens can make sure that they are able to vote and have their voice heard in June.
And it's very imperative to go to that site. We're going to keep mentioning it, www.govotecolorado.gov. But also, voters who are affiliated with a political party, what if they want to vote in a different party's primary? What do they need to do?
So, you know, June 1st is the last day for voters who are affiliated with a political party to change or withdraw that affiliation. So if you're a member of the Democratic or Republican Party, you have until that date, June 1st, that you can change your affiliation if you wish to vote in a different primary. If you are an unaffiliated voter, you know, several years ago, the state of Colorado voted and allowed unaffiliated members of our voters to vote in party primaries. They can either decide ahead of time by going to govotecolorado.gov, I should say, and stating a preference, and they will get that party ballot, whether it's the Democratic or Republican Party. If they do not choose a party preference, they will get both ballots in the mail. However, it is only permissible to return one. If you return both of them, that will null and void your vote. So you have to pick one. If you're an unaffiliated, you have to pick one and send back that one and only that one. If you even send the blank one of the other party back, that by law cancels that vote. So unaffiliated voters can participate, but they got to be cautious to make sure that they return only one.
Okay, we have a bunch of deadlines that we need to run through and only about a minute to do so. So I'm just going to run through them. June 8th is when those ballots are mailed, like you said, and that's when the Voter Service and Polling Center at the Citizen Service Center opens. Then June 22nd, four additional locations will be open, which will allow for us to get a replacement ballot, voter registration. But again, you're emphasizing, make sure you do this, all of these items online if you can, because that will prevent or limit the number of in-person interactions that you need. And then June 22nd is the recommended last day to send them in by mail by U.S. Postal Service. As well, then June 30th, all ballots must be received by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and if citizens have questions about voting, they can go to epcvotes.com or call us at 575-VOTE. That's 575-8683 to have any of their questions answered.
Okay, and once again, we want to emphasize some other websites, epcdrives.com to schedule an appointment, the motor vehicle services only being done by online appointments made prior to you showing up. And then also you can call with questions to 719-520-6240. I'd like to thank our guest for the day, Chuck Broerman, the El Paso
thank
County
you.
Clerk and Recorder. You have so many responsibilities, and we know that you are dedicated and your staff is dedicated to serving the needs of the public of El Paso County. And we really appreciate all the accommodations that are being made so that those needs can be met.
Thank you for getting this important information out. And we have a great staff. The citizens of El Paso County should be very proud of them.
Oh, yeah. I want to salute them. They're always wonderful to work with. Now, you've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. And thank you so much for listening to us. We'll be back tomorrow with more of your local news.